Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. We have a special show. This is a unique, different, special angel show for you. So today we are talking about miracles. How do you create miracles? How do you manifest miracles? How do they come to you? Where do they start from? What is the definition of a miracle? It's not always just winning the lottery. There's other miracles too. So that's what today is going to be all about. Miracles, miracles, miracles. Benny, tell everyone how they can call in and find out about their miracles.
Sure, I would love to do that soon. Welcome back to the show with us and taking open phone calls for all of the listeners out there and viewers too. If you are doing that, it's for Mini Angel Day, so to speak, Mini Angel Reading Day. And the phone lines, yes, they are open at 800-930-2819, 800-930-9320, 9832. Let me start over, 800-930-2819. I'll get it right. You know, sometimes you say it so much, you know, fluidly, and you mess up, you got to start over. I mean, you feel me.
I'll tell you, you should be good at it by now.
I know, right?
We've been doing this for 15 years.
Every time, though, you got to have a bump in the road somewhere.
What I is mean, this? Practice makes perfect?
That's right, it does. You're absolutely right. So we've already actually opened up the lines. We have our first caller. If you'd like to start right away, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be great.
All right.
Just let me know when they call,
yep,
Benny.
We'll do it right
now.
We're
headed off.
Okay. I've actually got one for you if you want to just start.
Why not? Let's do that.
Pat from Connecticut. Welcome to the show. And Sue Storm.
Hello.
Hey, Pat. And Sue, hi, it's Pat.
Oh.
Hi. You have helped me in the past. I'm calling about, this is kind of echoing. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You helped me. My son, I had to cut off communication a year and a half ago, and we healed, but it's starting up again. I know he, like everyone else, is under tremendous pressure, but he's been angry at me since he's like 12. He's 40 years old, and I physically and mentally can't take this anger. And it's just cause it's breaking my heart and causing a lot of everything. I've got a 2-year-old granddaughter. And I feel like, again, I have to say, I can't have any connection with you. And I've just written a letter that goes back 32 years. And I want to write it to him. You know, his whole young life, I have taken it thinking that I'm helping him by buffering his anger.
Okay, let's stop right here, all right, and let's talk about how do we move forward. What do you do to move forward? So when all else fails, I want you to write this down because I want you to say this. When all else fails and it seems like, you know, you're spiraling down, you want to go back up, you just do angels send blessings to the situation with my son. And then what would you want to do? Behaving, being kinder, being more loving? What would you want to end that sentence with?
You know what?
Being more agreeable is what the angels say. So
yeah, but I want to be acknowledged for all the years that I want him to see what he's done.
Okay, well, we need to start. Okay, Pat, we need to start somewhere. You know, we have to start with one thing. We have to, and then you build, and you build, and you build. So we're going to build in a good direction. So So let's just start with angels and blessings to the situation, with my son being the man he should be. How do you want to end that sentence? What do you want? What's a few words to end that sentence?
To have real respect for me and to stop the displaced anger.
Okay. Let's just do it to be calm and have. Let's just get it. I don't even think we need a long one. Let's just say to be the son I want him to be. How about if we just do that? Won't that cover everything? Let's do that.
What is that?
The son that I want him to be.
Yes.
Angels send blessings to the situation so that my son, and you can use his name when you're saying it yourself, is the son that I want him to be. Let's see, because we got to start somewhere. And then if you want to do a mini session with me, or if you want to do a session with me, we have the Dr. Pat special, and we can go from there. But that's where you start. For every situation, you have to start. And then the other one is angels raise my vibrations an octave, because the higher your vibrations, the better it's going to be around everything.
Raise my vibrations what? I'm sorry.
An octave, like a musical octave.
Okay.
Angels raise my vibrations an octave. Do those two things. Try it out. Give me a call, 800-323-1790, and we'll go from there. I know things have gotten better in the past, and now let's turn them back around again. And I'm so happy to talk to you. I will send my angels, Archangel Michael, I'll send all my angels to help you as well. Oh, you know what they said? This is really cute. My angel said, we respect you. There you go. You got your angel's respect. You're a valuable lady. Okay. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Pat.
That was wonderful.
It was. Yeah, thanks, Pat, for joining us from the Connecticut area. And the number for the show, if you'd like a mini angel reading from Sue Storm, the angel lady, she's on the air now. We have some open lines, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And we have about 4 minutes till the next the first break of the hour, too. So, Sue, if you want to jump into today's thoughts or a discussion.
Okay. All right. So the next thing I want to say is we need to send Pat a miracle. You know, she needs a miracle here. She needs something to turn things around for her. So let's do that. I'm going to ask the angels. They're all lining up in front of me. And I'm just going to say, send a miracle to Pat. Let her and her son connect and do it in a way that's peaceful, loving, and joyful. And that's what you do. You do not need to it's not a big deal to ask for a miracle. It's not, you can just ask your angels and use the word miracle and see what happens. And usually little miracles will happen, and if you notice them, then bigger miracles will happen. So that's Pat was a good example. Let's get her life turned around and get her connected with her son and bring a miracle in her direction. Where are we as far as the commercial, Benny? Is this good time, or should I continue?
Oh, you may continue. Just still a couple minutes.
Oh, okay, yep. Great. Mm-hmm. All right. We're good. Okay. So I want to just talk about what creates a miracle. When I went up to the angelic realm, I sent my energy up to the angelic realm, and I asked, why do miracles happen up here so often, and they don't happen on Earth so often? And the answer I got was the molecules move faster up here. And that makes sense. If you can speed things up, it can become a miracle. For instance, if you needed $50,000, you could work for a few months, a year, depending on your income, and you could make $50,000. Or you can inherit or win the lottery or somehow come into something that brings you cash quickly, casino, I don't know. Anyway, that's a miracle, right? It just happened with the time taken out. So another thing you can do is you can think of the vibration of time. and just feel in your body, what does the vibration of time sound like? Because time has a lot to do with miracles. And if you're all rushed all the time, if you're running around, if you're rushed, you're thinking, you're busy, you're working, you're not leaving a space in there for your miracles. And not only that, but you're not noticing your miracles. Because I'm sure little ones are happening. Angels are out there all the time. They're helping you out. So I'm sure that they are happening. And I wanted to talk a little bit about what miracles you want. So if you want to call in, and Benny will give you the number again, and tell me, what miracle do you need? Or what miracle would you like to create for yourself or someone else? And we'll do that. We'll help you create your miracle. So this will give you an opportunity to call and connect with your angels. Get the names of your angels, because that's what I do. I give everybody the names of their guardian angels, the ones that have been with them their whole life, and the ones that are there for their life's purpose. That's what Angel First Aid is all about. And then we can help you create your own miracle. Isn't that a great idea, Benny? I thought of that just before the show, where the angels were telling me, let them call in and get their own miracle.
Absolutely perfect and appropriate. And if you'd like to join us, we would love to have you listeners out there, or viewers online if you are around doing that. 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 for some mini angel readings with Sue Storm. And we're up against that break right now, Sue, so let's take that break. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Tales from the Merworld with Amira Bath, exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria, airing every second and fourth Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Tales from the Merworld Radio is a blend of mythology, theology, and ancient history, and Amira's own soul channelings. Are you ready to explore and validate the possibility that we are much more than our Earth bodies? Amira Bath's Tales from the Merworld Radio hold safe space discussions for remembrances and memories of topics like multidimensional existences and simultaneous lives. Together, we will be raising our vibrations through stimulating conversations and the opening and releasing of the remembrance of our soul purposes for this incarnation. Join me, Amira Bath, for Tales of the Merworld Radio.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone. This is the Dr. Pat Show, and this is Sue Storm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and I am the angel lady. So we are talking about miracles, and we have something very special. I've never done this before. The angels told me to do it before the show. But if you call in, and Benny was going to give you the number. Go do that right now, Benny. Why
sure.
don't you give him the number right now?
Absolutely. Be more than happy to. It's 800-930-2819 for the show today for a mini angel reading with Sue Storm. She is on the air on the Dr. Pat Show, so don't be confused if you don't hear Dr. Pat and you only hear Sue. It's because she's doing a solo show today. Again, it's 800-930-2819, and we'd love to have you.
All right, good. So we are going to let you tell the angels directly what miracle you want to bring into your life. And you can also get the names of your three special angels, but have a thought in mind. I mean, there's something that you have wanted, like one of your dreams, one of your ideals, something that you've wanted for yourself. And let's let the angels bring that into your life for you. Let's let them help. And if for some reason you can't call in because you're working, or there's another reason that you can't, but you're listening and you want to create a miracle, you can go to my website, theangellady.net, theangellady.net, or call 800-323-1790. That's my direct line, not for the radio show. That's my direct line. And if you go to the website and there's a little heading that says Ask Me, and you can fill out that Ask Me form and tell me what the miracle is that you want, and I will have the angels create that miracle for you. We will start working on it. And I might even email back and tell you the names of your angels and send you an angel guide, and you might be surprised. Connecting with your angels is just so beneficial. Knowing that your angels are with you, knowing that they want you to be happy and healthy and peaceful, and you can also, if you're interested, do a real reading with me, real angel reading with your angels, and you will learn how to make your life better. One reading with me, and you will feel different. There's no two ways about it. You'll feel uplifted. You'll have your questions answered. Cornell is the angel of decision-making, and if you're in the process of making a decision, and this is a time when you need to know something, then contact Cornell or call for a session and check out the website, and let the angels be there. I can't impress you enough. You can see how enthusiastic I am, because it makes things better, and it's better for you, better for your children. If you're the center of the maypole, if you're the person who's running the family, if you're the person who's got the children around you, the grandparents around you, if you're the one and you raise your vibrations and you start bringing miracles into your life, then it just reverberates out. It's like throwing a pebble in a pond, and it just reverberates out. And everyone starts to get better because you're better. You're uplifting the whole family. It's so exciting. So, and I wanted to tell you that I got an email from a lady who was saying that her mom was having a really difficult time. She was going to come to the Chicagoland area where I live, and she wanted to help her mom. But in the meantime, since she was a writer, she also wanted some advice for herself. And so she brought her mom, and we did a session for each of them. It was such a change. I mean, all those years, her mom had felt burdened and guilty and just, and she flipped. She just changed. And the young lady, her name was Carol, was so excited about it. And in her case, she was wondering why her writing wasn't selling and things weren't going as well for her. And so we did what I call clearing out. If you are the river and there's a bunch of rocks in the river and your prosperity, your health, your miracles need to go around those rocks in order to flow through, then that's what we do. That's my specialty, helping you clear your blocks, clear the things that are holding you back from your life's purpose. And when you get all of those cleared, your miracles start. That's the process. My saying is confusion causes craziness. If you don't know where you're going next, if you're having some trouble, talk to the angels, mm-hmm. find out what's going on, get a session with yep. the angel lady, and turn your life around.
Yeah, you got to wrangle that in from time to time.
Yeah, start spiraling up instead of spiraling down.
Exactly. Well, let's give out the number here. We do have some callers waiting for you, Sue, so we'll get to those in just a hot second. Let me give out the number as well. We do have a couple lines open, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819 for Sue Storm, the angel lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat and the show today. So for mini angel readings, we'll take Larissa. She is calling in from the Kenmore area. Hi, Larissa.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm so excited. Your angels are jumping up and down. Yay, she's finally going to talk
well,
to us.
Well, I can use their help. I'm curious what their names are.
Okay, so your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. And then you have, you have two more. Caroline, angel of positive thinking. And she tells me that you'll take the cup half full rather than half empty because you're always looking for the good in something out there. Is that true?
Well, yeah, partially.
Sometimes.
Right now I'm having trouble with finding the good in a situation, a noisy neighbor above me.
Okay, well, we'll work on that one. We'll work on that as your miracle. We'll figure that one out.
Yeah.
And then your next angel is, let's see, you have Timothy, angel of good fortune. He can help. So you have a noisy neighbor above you?
Yeah. It's a long story that I won't get into now, he's... been allowed by the manager in the building. He's on staff, his maintenance. He does maintenance. And he's been given the okay to, because he has physical limitations, to do loud repairs, run a business up there, running shop equipment and so forth on the floor. He sits on a stool or a recliner chair, and then he works off the floor and bangs and pounds, and he makes all kinds of noise. And she is in complete denial. She knows what's going on. I know that.
Well, let's do this. So you really need a noise angel. You need a calming angel.
Yes.
Maybe William, the angel of peace. You need some peace. So what I think we can do, you could try, and obviously there's no way for you to move even in the building to another apartment.
Well,
right?
I could, but I don't want to move until I'm ready to move.
Okay. How long is that?
To be settled and for the people involved to be held fully accountable, but everybody is looking the other way that should be resolving this.
Because you truly do need a miracle. I'm talking over you, but you need your angels to step in and really give you a miracle, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Let's ask Archangel Michael. So let's just say, Archangel Michael, see if you can fix this, and then go ahead and do what I was talking about before. Angels send blessings to the situation with, and whatever your neighbor's name is. Could we get him to move out?
Well, I think he will. Yeah, he's going to. He's become. His health is declining, so I don't think it's going to be much longer. He's going to be here.
Okay, so then we can. If you can hang in there, and because that's what I heard from above, that's not going to be too long before he moves out. That's what I heard. So
yeah, I wonder if the manager and he will be held accountable, because this has gone on for 6 months, and there's a legal clause, the quiet enjoyment clause, that the manager, she is not enforcing. She's protecting him.
All right. Then we need to ask for a miracle that she starts, or that someone above her, is what I'm hearing, steps in and enforces it. How's that?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you call me and we'll do a session together? My number to call for your session is 800-323-1790. Let's see what miracles they have in store. I'm so glad you called. Okay. Everyone deserves peace in their life.
Of course, we all do. Thanks, Larissa, for joining us from the Kenmore area. 877-800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. We're actually at the bottom of the hour, Sue, for our another break here.
Okay.
Yep. So let's give out, again, the number, 800-930-2819. You are listening to Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. She's filling in for Dr. Pat today for free mini readings. We have Nels standing by for our next guest. We'll get to him after this break. We'll be right back with more from Sue Storm, the Angel Lady.
We all carry around fears, insecurities, and other unhelpful feelings. It would be great to be able to just put them down. One day, two Buddhist monks were on a journey. They came to a fast-flowing river and saw a young woman unable to cross because she couldn't swim. The older monk, without hesitation, offered to help her across the water. Hours later, the younger monk couldn't contain himself any longer. "We're not supposed to have contact with women, and yet you helped that woman across the river. Why?" The older monk replied, "I put that young lady down hours ago. Why are you still carrying her?" Hi, I'm Sarah Main, creator of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom, and host of Conscious Confidence Radio. Learn how to put down those things of the past with my Fuse program. Buy my book, Conscious Confidence, today at consciousconfidence.com and get started.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We are talking about miracles, creating miracles, having miracles. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. If you want to get in touch with me, my website is theangellady.net, theangellady.net, and you can ask a question or get the names of your angels and just learn a little bit more about how the angels can help you in your life. My 800 number, if you want to reach me direct, is 800-323-1790. And, Benny, I understand we have someone calling in.
We certainly do. We'll take Nels. He's calling in from the Madrona area. Hey, Nels, welcome to the show.
Hi, Nels.
Hey. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on in your end of the world?
Well, here in Seattle, Madrona and everything, quite the transition. And my question about the miracles is that my lease is up at the end of the month, and it feels like it's time to start heading toward the road and photographing at the national parks or whatever happens to be out there.
So are you talking about, I'm not quite sure, getting an RV and just traveling or getting a new
a new
place to live? Or be a little more specific.
A balance of that and moving to a different apartment or working at home, but changing everything in my life and changing the direction.
And do you want to change where you live, or just to a different apartment in the same building, or where you live? What city you live in?
From where I'm at. Away from where I'm at, the rent is just so expensive that I'd rather own a home than pay that much money for an apartment.
Got it. You know, I think you need to be south. You need to be where it's warmer, and you need to be, Sedona. That's come up in conversation. So
yes, it has. Is it time for Sedona?
That seems like the right timing now for that.
It's wonderful.
Does that help? And your miracles are there. I mean, just being in that energy and the vortexes and Sedona feels like where your miracles are.
Outstanding. And I'll tell you what, because I know others are calling in and everything, I'll just have a one-on-one session with you later this week or next week. How's that?
That sounds perfect. Okay, good to talk to you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, Nels, for joining us, and Sue for those one-on-one messages. How would we go about doing that?
Oh, right. Okay. So if you want to have a one-on-one session with me and definitely change your life, the first time you'll notice a difference, your energy will be better, you'll be calmer, and I can't even describe how different it is because everybody notices it immediately. So you will call 800-323-1790, or you can email me. I'll give you my private email, actually, theangellady@comcast.net, theangellady@comcast.net. The website, if you'd like to ask a question, and I will be back in touch with you, is theangellady.net. So there's lots of ways to reach me. And I answer directly. People are surprised that I pick up the phone, I answer, I write my own emails. So you have direct access to the Angel Lady if you reach out and contact me. So I'm very excited about that. And anyone listening, let's create your miracle. Let's find out what it is and create it. We do this all the time. Okay. Anyone there, or are we just going forward?
We're just moving forward, but I'd like to give out the number for our listeners. We have open lines here at Sue Storm's show that she's filling in for Dr. Pat. It's the mini angel reading hour, so to speak. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. Sue?
All right. So I just want to tell you the range of things that you can create miracles on. It doesn't have to be all prosperity. It can be about love. It can be about happiness. It can be about finding a soulmate. I work with pets. Exactly what you'd want to know about your pets, and it's just so satisfying to be on your life's purpose, to know what your life's purpose is, and to be working your life's purpose. That in itself is a miracle. And I'm excited because people call me. I put them on Miracle Watch. Let's go with that. I put them on Miracle Watch. So anyone on the listening, you go on Miracle Watch. As of now, you wake up in the morning and you're on Miracle Watch. Throughout the day, you're watching for miracles, little miracles, big miracles, take note of them, and just watch as things start to turn around and happen for you. So then I get these calls. In fact, one lady actually set up a Facebook page just for the miracles that were coming from her Miracle Watch. And I think it pretty much filled up. And people were contacting her and letting them know what miracles had happened to them. So, And a miracle doesn't necessarily have to be some big, major thing. Just a little exciting thing. So I'll tell you another miracle that I think is really interesting. So a lady was in a situation where she was okay, but certainly some extra money would help her. And she gets a call from someone who says they find heirs. They find heirs that, you know, missing heirs. And she was thinking that she needed about $400,000 to pay all her bills, buy the house that she wanted, and she was just thinking that. And she gets this call, and this man says, I'm going to, you know, come over and meet you. And, of course, she thinks it's a hoax. Secondly, she lives in a very unusual place, out-of-the-way place, and she doesn't think he can find her anyway. And she's concerned that it might be a scam. So she totally forgets about it. And then the door, there's a knock on her door at that specific time. And sure enough, it's someone who was looking for the heirs for this particular person, a great aunt that she didn't even know she had. And guess what she got? $400,000. She was so excited. When she called me to set up the session, she wanted to talk about some other things like her children. But she said, and I have all the money I need, so we're not talking about that. But we're going to talk about how I can have a better relationship with my children. Isn't that an interesting story, Benny?
It absolutely 100% is. And these are just another true story from all of our listeners. And I hate to interrupt, though. I don't want to lose her. We do actually have a caller waiting.
Oh, wonderful. Okay,
yeah.
Love it.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to interrupt. So
that's good.
Yeah, let's take Nancy. She's calling in from the Falls City area. If you're not from the Seattle area, of course, it's just east of Seattle out in the Highlands area. So, Nancy, hello.
Hey, Nancy.
Hello. Hi.
What kind of miracle can we create for you?
You know, I really don't have a specific question. I'm feeling really good about life. I feel like things are going well. Things are changing, though. I with everything happening in the world, and I'm just curious what you see for my future. I'm wondering if I'm going to have a new profession or what do you see for me?
The three angels that are with you for your life's purpose? Would you like those first?
Oh, I can't hear you very well. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. The angels for your life's purpose. Can you hear that?
I can. It's very, very faint, though.
I'll bring her up a little bit. She's asking, would you like your three angels?
Oh, okay. Yes.
Okay, let's just go. Yeah, go ahead, Sue. Bring them up.
Okay, I'm just going to give her the three angels.
Sure.
Okay, so your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection. And then you have Sarah, angel of harmony, peace and harmony. And then your money angel is Jeremiah, financial security. So no wonder you're doing well. You've got the money angel. You're good.
Gotta love money angels, right?
Yeah. Ask her if she heard that.
Go ahead. Are you there,
Nancy?
Nancy,
did you hear that?
I am.
Okay.
Oh,
it's very
okay.
Faint,
you sound louder to me,
you.
Too.
Okay. Unfortunately, I got you cranked all the way up, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, great. All right. Okay. So, and what was your situation? You just want to know about your future?
Well, I'm feeling very happy and content right now. Part of it's the fact that I can be outside quite a bit, because that's where I love to be. But I feel like my profession and what I'm working at might be evolving and changing, and I'm curious what the angels say about that.
Okay. Can you tell me what you're doing? Because I'm not a psychic. I'm more a translator from their language to your language. What are you right now?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher. Okay.
But things are changing now because everything's shut down.
Yeah, in my senses, they're probably going to stay shut down, or they're going to come back on and then shut down again. I don't think it's I think we've got a couple of years of trying to figure this out. Mm-hmm. Well, why don't, do you want to do a session with me and we'll let the angels just come in? We have a Dr. Pat special that I'll offer to you. Do you want to do that and then we can talk more about it?
Sure. Do you want me to hang on and go off?
I'll just give you my phone number and you can call me after the show. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay. It's 800-323-1790.
Oh, I think I missed something. 800. What was that?
323-1790.
Okay. All right. Yeah, things are going well. So, anyway, thank you very much.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks, Nancy. Sorry about the connection there. Sometimes we just kind of run into those little issues. No problems there. So that number, if you heard it, folks, obviously, Sue, that's not as personalized as you think because there's a lot of people listening. But that is that's an opportunity to get a hold of you, right?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay. Cool. Well, we're at our last break of the hour for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is filling in for today's show, doing an amazing job. We'd love to have you on the air with us, and that number is 800-930-2819 for a mini angel reading here. So we'll be right back with more from Sue Storm.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Get your goddess groove on with me, Laura Hosfor. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com, where I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace. Get your goddess groove on. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens. For more information, visit laurahosford.com. That's laurahosford.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you ready to transform your life and embrace magical experiences? Talking to Tanis with your host Tanis McRae is here to help you find your joy in life. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Let's awaken your experience and create the change necessary to take back your right to choose who you are. For more about Tanis, visit talkingtotanis.com.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on transformationtalkradio.com with Dr. Vic. The Energy Paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit theenergyparadigm.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today, and we are talking about miracles. Creating miracles for yourself, for your life, for your friends, whatever, creating miracles. And I know that Benny has someone waiting, so let's take that call.
Yeah, we've got a couple someones, and that's
a good
thing. Yeah, so if you'd like to still join us, we have a little bit of time left in the show today for mini angel readings, with Sue Storm. 800-930-2819. We'll take Michael, who's calling in from the Greenwood area. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Michael?
Yeah. I'm kind of like being pretty vulnerable, and
okay.
I need a bona fide miracle that would be, let's say, I guess a new hip to avoid the hip replacement surgery thing. New hip, the right shoulder, new one, and
We need a body makeover.
Yeah,
is that what we're looking for?
The right foot be flat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of in a
45
degree angle if I'm standing.
So we should ask the angels. They'll probably know exactly. They're nodding yes. Exactly what you need, because they've been hearing you thinking about it and talking about it. So we'll ask them to give you some body miracles. How's that? Would you like the names of the angels that are going to help you? Would you like the ones that are... Okay, so Peter is the angel of good health. And they say you need some extra energy, too. Esther is the angel of energy. So Peter and Esther are going to be there for you to help you out. And we'll just send some energy down for wonderful things to happen. You be open to your miracles. You know, you just kind of open up your arms, just open up and allow those miracles to come in, okay?
Yeah, and possibly work on my save.
Okay, well, they know what to do. They're pretty smart. They know what to do. So just let them do their work, and you just be open to letting them do their work. Have faith, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Michael, for joining us in from the Greenwood area. And, yeah, Sue, you're absolutely right. You have to be able to open up yourself, not just let the angels do their thing. You've got to allow them in. I mean, it's a two-way street.
It is.
It's a doorway.
And faith helps a lot.
Yep. There you go. It's perfect. 800-930-2819 for a mini angel rating on the show today with Sue Storm. We have a few minutes left in the show, and Judy has joined us from the Duval area. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
I would like to know my angel, and my question is about my love life. I want to know if the partner I'm with is the right person for me, and if not, a miracle to find the right partner.
It might be a miracle to make the one you're with the right one, but we'll see. We'll go back and there's some potential there. All right. So your angels are, let's see. Oh, my goodness. You have one that I don't even know. Her name is Helen, and she's not ever come in before, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. What is Helen? What do you do? This is cute. She creates miracles. Wow. All right. So now I specifically have an angel for miracles. So you have Helen, and then you have Trevor. Trevor is the angel, like, of prosperity. And then you have your archangel is Uriel. You've got miracles and prosperity all over you. This is interesting because Uriel is the archangel of prosperity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. You're in really good shape in that
That's
area.
Here.
So wonderful. And your question is the relationship that you're with the right one for you. You know, it can be a yes or a no. It's not bad, but it seems like you want something a little more exciting. Is that maybe the right answer?
Well, that's the problem. I'm not sure if it's a yes or no.
Okay. Why don't you call me? I'm going to talk a few minutes about the Dr. Pat special, and then we can get more into it and see what the angels say, and we can do a session
okay.
on it. You want to do that?
That sounds great. Thanks so much.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, thanks, Judy, for joining us. And if you want to give out the information there, Sue, you want me to do
I
that,
do.
Yeah, yeah,
okay. okay. So if you'd like to have a session with me, and definitely you will be better after the first session, and if it's not something that's wrong and you just want some help on your spiritual path or some supervision or some guidance, we can do that. Mentoring, we do that. And you call 800-323-1790, 800-323-1790. My website is theangellady.net. And the Dr. Pat special is you pay for one session, at one half-hour session, and you get the second half-hour at no charge. So basically you're getting an hour of angel time and time with me at half price. And that seems to be the Dr. Pat special that everyone likes the best.
Yeah, because who doesn't love half price? I mean, I think a lot of us do.
Yeah.
I know I do.
Okay.
And actually, Sue, we have clear lines right now. We have actually only a couple minutes left in the show anyway. So if you wanted to give some parting words or some more information about how to get a hold of you and or to wrap up our miracle show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about miracles because in my parting words, expect miracles. Be on miracle watch. You know, we're so busy with our lives, we don't think about miracles. Or if we do, it's something that's off in the distance, not something we can create for ourselves, not something that your angels can help with. So learn the names of your angels. Talk to them, contact them, know that they're around you, know that they want you to be happy, and get on Miracle Watch. Get up in the morning and think about your miracles. Be grateful at night for the little ones that have happened, and just watch more happen. Watch more come in. So, how much time do we have, Benny?
Just a couple of minutes left, and I know we want to just make a quick mention, I think, for all of us. I know there's the big ceremony going on right now for George Floyd and, of course, the Floyd's family. I know that's really big and heavy on a lot of people's hearts and minds. So our best to everyone, and, you know, do the right thing. And, you know, we all know what needs to be done, obviously, so just kind of keep that out there. I don't want to take it away from your show. But.
No. That's fine. I'm very glad that you brought it up because this is the time when our hearts are all united, our thoughts are united, and this is a time when we can ask for some miracles, some legislation or whatever, so that people are kind to each other And in a situation where we don't have to protest, where we don't have to walk in protest, where we can just, you know, just be there for each other in such a way that we're all kind to each other.
Right. Peacefully. Peacefully.
I think the message from the angels is be kind to each other.
There you go.
That's for today's message.
Perfect. Voices are strong. Keep them loud. Keep them proud. And let's just keep the other actions to ourselves for another time. You know what I mean? So. All right, Sue, that'll do it. Wrap it up for the day. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, thanks for stopping by and doing the show with us today and filling in for Dr. Pat. You're amazing, as always.
Thank you.
No problem. So we'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, for the last hour. Later.